It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
In the flurry of big news stories at the new year, Ukraine, of course, and the deaths of Pope Benedict and Barbara Walters and much more, this was an easy story to miss in the New York Times on New Year's Day. How Central Ohio got people to eat their leftovers. It was an important piece of reporting, though, once again reminding us that each of our individual actions contribute to carbon emissions and global warming. The story focused on how the Solid Waste Authority of Central Ohio was trying to change behaviors in its region to reduce food waste coming into landfills. Why? It turns out that one-third of the food Americans buy is thrown away. Households throw away more food than restaurants, grocery stores, or farms. All of the rotting food in landfills emits about double the carbon that commercial aviation emits. Cutting this waste stream could not only save precious space in landfills, but also contribute significantly to minimizing climate change. The Waste Authority is effectively swaying behavior in Ohio through various means of public education, including teaching people how to shop more efficiently and to use leftovers deliciously. It's been particularly successful in using an army of influencers to change household behavior. And who are they? Kids. Who learn in school about both the pernicious effects of food waste and how yummy leftovers can be, and who then wage highly insistent food conservation campaigns at home. The story made me smile. I've long been a devoted antagonist of food waste. In early adulthood, I fought food waste chiefly through voracious eating. If I couldn't finish a particularly delicious dish, I would put it in the fridge and begin grazing on it a few hours later, and periodically every couple of hours until it was consumed. Alas, you can't eat that way forever. I was fortunate, therefore, to meet my late partner Peter, who liked to put leftovers away and transform them the next day. When Peter's kids would come visit him for the summer, they went into revolt because the rice left over from one dinner became the basis of rice salad for the next lunch, and the leftovers of that went into some other concoction the following day. But for him, it was a matter of both principle and economic necessity. And I loved the rice salads, which I continue to make Middle Eastern style to this day. I love that in this respect, my new partner, Eric, bears a strong resemblance to Peter. It pains him not to use leftovers, and I'm at times astonished at his skill in doing so. Last week, he somehow used 5 or 6 different Tupperware containers of leftovers in the fridge and combined them into a lunch that he heated in the microwave, and it was a lunch that I would be thrilled to eat again, if only that combination of ingredients could ever be reproduced. There are, of course, inevitably going to be food scraps that we find unpalatable or leftovers that through negligence or bad placement in the fridge get left behind. For some of these, I've specific uses, such as coffee grinds that I spread around the rose bushes. For other items, I had planned when contemplating this bulletin to recommend employing pigs. Pigs are omnivores. They like virtually everything we like, and then some. They will eat with gusto, apple cores, meat bones, wilted lettuce, corn cobs, and the glop at the center of a pumpkin. In my years of raising pigs, I learned what they won't eat, for example, citrus or leeks, or what makes them sick, avocado pits and peels and uncooked potatoes, for example. But it's a pretty short list. Some of you may recall that in 2009, the Egyptian government culled all Egypt's pig herds, ostensibly to forestall an outbreak of swine flu, but some suspected motivated in part by a desire to rid the country of pork, which to Muslims, like Jews, is a forbidden food. The cull affected not only the Christian minority who ate pork, but also a caste of people, the Zebalin, that collected trash in order to extract the food waste and feed it to the pigs they kept. Trash began to pile up in the streets. The government could not afford to take up the trash collection. But soon enough, even if not officially approved, the pigs were back. I have relied to a huge extent on Possum, my old remaining sow, to take care of my food scraps. And knowing how she appreciated variety in her diet, I expanded it by reaching beyond my own household. I took piggy bags home from restaurants or from dinner at friends. My friend Tom brought bags of frozen possum goodies he saved in the freezer whenever he visited. Though it's undoubtedly no solution for you urbanites or suburbanites, for country dwellers, a domestic pig could serve as another means of making food waste disappear. I had planned to make this recommendation, but events got in the way. Possum died a couple of days ago, quite suddenly. We buried her yesterday morning, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to replace her. When your consumer of food waste is also a sentient being and the relationship has other dimensions, you can't consider her food consumption role alone in isolation. I may myself now turn to composting my food waste rather than embark on another relationship with a pig. But I still believe wholeheartedly in not letting edibles go uneaten. In that spirit, I make my annual plea to those of you who have unsprayed Christmas trees you're about to dispose of. Consider bringing them over to the farm, where my sheep will find the tree needles to be a delightful plate of leftovers.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.